It's time for the first edition of this season's Johnson Brock Coach Show with Johnson Brock Eagle head coach Brett Davis. It's brought to you by the Farmers Bank of Cook, Johnson County Hospital, by Brinkman Motors, and by the Carson National Bank. Brett Davis joins us. Brett, I'm sure it's been an interesting summer because all of the opponents of the Johnson Brock Eagles are going, man, they finally lost a bunch of seniors. They're not going to be very good this year. And I know you've got different thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're exactly right. We did lose a lot of seniors in a very talented senior class. You know, but nonetheless, we've got some kids coming back that played a lot of minutes last year at certain times. You know, we got some of our key contributors, a couple of them back as well. So we got some kids that, you know, no matter what, they come to practice. They're working hard. They've improved since last year, you know. So they're ready for their opportunity and show what they can do on the field on Fridays.
So we were thinking last year, as we saw some kids when you would get the starters out, there were some games where those starters didn't play a whole lot last year, and you get those second and third kids in there, and they look pretty darn good. So, I mean, as we said before, you've got a program that just keeps feeding itself a little bit here with kids, and it looks like things – as we said, that cover's not Barrett Johnson Brock.
No, you know, and, you know, like you said, they get in there and they work hard. You know, the main thing is just our team numbers. You know, that's really kind of what's down this year, and it's been kind of an adjustment for practices, you know, and trying to figure out how we're going to get some things done. But, you know, our eight kids that we're going to put out on the field on Friday are going to be kids that, you know, they're going to compete, and they kind of knew at times last year with a talented senior class that we had that, you know, they probably weren't going to get a start, but they knew that were going to get in the game at some point on Friday night. But, you know, now it's their opportunity to get out there from the get-go, you know, when the game isn't decided yet. So we're going to see how they respond on Friday.
How many new starters this year?
We have six new starters.
Okay. That's a bunch.
They're going to be inexperienced early on in the season. You know, and we'll kind of see how they handle the fire competition.
We'll come back and visit more with Coach Davis right after this timeout. Welcome back to our Johnson Brock Coach Show. We continue our visit with head coach Brett Davis, the Johnson Brock Eagles. The Eagles getting ready to take on Pawnee City. This is going to be a tough start for anybody that's playing Pawnee City this year. Pawnee City coming here ranked in D2, and you've got a pretty good thing going to Pawnee City, a pretty good rivalry here with this team and the short number of times you've been playing them recently again.
Yeah, you know, like you said, they're going to be very talented. They had a great season last year. They got some key pieces of that team back this year. So it's going to be, you know, out of the gates, you talk about tough games, this is about as tough as it gets.
As far as your squad, who's moving in there? Let's start at the quarterback spot. Who's moving in there this year?
Right now we got Nick Stahl. That's been moving in there. He'll be a sophomore this year. Not a whole lot of game experience from last year. He ran our scout team offense last year and did some good things in that regard. You know, the big thing right now, he's got a lot of potential. You know, he's doing some good things for us. He's pretty cool back there. You know, just getting him out there on a Friday night, you know, with the level of competition is going to be a little stiffer than what he's, you know, seen in the past. But he's going to do some good things for us.
As far as up front, that's where everything starts. Who's going to be up there? That was a strength last year with that offensive line.
Yeah, we'll have Jake Volker back. You know, he'll kind of be our key guy up front. He's been starting there since he was a sophomore, and he'll he'll remain at the center spot for us. You know, our guards are probably going to be Bryce Wessenberg at one guard, and the other guard spot, you know, kind of a smaller guard spot. You know, we're kind of relying on those guys for some speed. We've got Dallas Griggs and Austin Penfield will be rotating there a little bit. And at the end spots, Blake Frosland and Sean Kapersky will step in and probably man those spots to start things off.
You had so many years of the land of giants with your offensive line. Have you had to change the way you're coaching because the kid's size is so much different now?
Yeah, you know, somewhat it has affected. We've been, you know, messing around with our offense a little bit. Some of the things that we can do now might be a little bit different than, you know, some of the things back in years past. You know, we kind of line up and just really go power football, just kind of run right at teams and wear them down as the game went on. You know, this year is going to be a little bit different. You know, it might change some of our play calling a little bit, some of the formations that we run out of. But, you know, we still got some kids. As long as they're getting off the ball up there, you know, we tell them you don't have to be the biggest guy, but if you can get off the ball and use great technique, you can make yourself a pretty good lineman. So, you know, we've been stressing it every day in practice, and hopefully it'll carry over to Friday nights for them.
And you kept everybody healthy through the preseason?
You know, for the most part, you know, we got some guys, of course, you know, that are bumped and bruised a little bit at this point, but they're going to be good for Friday.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us, and good luck Friday night.
Okay, thanks, John.
That's our Johnson Brock Coach Show for today on Sunny 101.3.